An interesting golf challenge taking place here in the local Yall Golf Club next Saturday, or next Friday afternoon, I should say. 24-hour golfing rounds. It's being taken up by four local lads. And I'm lucky enough to be joined by two of them, Philip Crow and Rishtar Mulcahy, joining me in studio. And thanks very much for popping into the studio, lads.
No problem. Good to talk to you.
Thanks for bringing us. Thanks for letting us come and have a chat about this and get it out on the airways as well.
Philip, tell us about it. It's a 24-hour challenge starting off next Friday at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, we're going to try and take on for four local charities that obviously mean a lot to a lot of the Yall folk. And we're starting at 4 o'clock on Friday, going through the night, the four of us, Alex Brophy, Rishtar Mulcahy, Seamus Landers and myself. We've been roped into it by Rishtar, who thinks this is a fantastic idea. We're not all sure about that. We've all got aging bodies, so we'll wait and see if we can manage it, but we should be able to do it. But we've got four fantastic charities there. We've got the Yall Cancer Support House, you know, and again, they do Trojan work in the community. We got Meals on Wheels, we got the RNLI Lifeboats, and we got the Emer Casey Foundation. So we're trying to raise as much funds as possible and get the support of the locals to try and get behind this and hopefully bring it to the people. It's called the Four Iron Men Challenge. So we'll see how we get on.
So you're trying to tie it in with the Iron Men
Challenge. Oh, yeah. The Four Iron is Four Iron being golf and Four Iron Men. We'll see if we're men or boys. We don't know.
I think it's a far easier option to play golf than be doing what they're doing on the Iron Man thing anyway. Absolutely. So I might do a bit of swimming, though. The way my golf is going, it could be in the water.
Richard, this is your brainchild, I believe.
Well, yeah, it was something I just thought of a few years ago and never really got round to it. And then just the more I thought about it and thinking about the Ironman and being the longest day of the year on the Friday and half the town being closed off, it'd be an ideal time to get used to the golf club, which was great. They were behind us from the start. Caterers up there, Table 8 and the club have been a huge support to us. And it was then trying to find like-minded mad people to do it. So I asked a few people and Philip, as I was up for a bit of crack, he was the first in, and then he roped in Alex, who's another past captain like he is, and then Lob Landers, Lob Seamus, we call him Lob, who's this year's winner of the captain's prize.
So
And last year's. So there's three good golfers in there off seven handicapped, and I'm off 21, so I said 3-7 is 21, I'm as good as the three you put together. So.
Well, we'll see. We're going to have a little bit of a challenge to see who loses the least amount of golf balls, but I think we know where the bet is on.
Yeah, so yeah, we're looking forward to it. It'll be a long 24 hours, but there'll be good old banter. We'll have different things. We'll play skins games. We'll probably end up losing more money to charity ourselves than we're collecting.
Yeah.
Just tell me about Richard, I suppose. Obviously, it's going to be 24 hours, so it's a continuous rounds of golf as much as you can
We keep going 18 holes and then just take a 15-20 minute break just for a drink or a sandwich and off we go again. Maybe we'll need physio after a few rounds, we'll have to get on to somebody, but we're pretty much continuous. And then for night time we got LED golf balls so we can play in the dark and lights to put on the holes, and we'll have volunteers out sort of lining the fairways or the town boundaries if we need. So, yeah, that's pretty much...
Yeah, Maurice Smitty up there, who works on the course up there, he's been there for so many years, I think it's 40 years he's actually been working in Yall Golf Club, and he's big behind to help us during the night as well. And as Richard said, there's several volunteers who are going to come out, just make sure we can get through it. It's a long challenge. I mean, there's been 24-hour events here with the soccer before, so I've seen the toll it can take on people. But it'll be really important if people just come out and join us on the course. Come up even just to the golf club. Get a feel for what's going on up there. Like Richard said, massive support we've received from everybody up there, from management and all the supporters, or all the members, just to make sure this is a success and we raise as much funds and awareness for the charities as possible.
Philip, before we divulge more into the event itself, the golf club up there, how's it getting on? What's the membership like up there?
Yeah, it's doing really well. You know, so obviously the sun brings out the golfers. I think a lot of us are sunshine golfers more than the wet. This summer's been a bit strange, but the last few summers have been fantastic. The course itself is playing magnificent. During the week, the Lady Captain's Prize was on and there was nothing but great comments received about the course. It's one of the only courses probably in Munster where it's pretty much open 365 days of the year. The only time it'll ever be closed is fog. we're a very dry course. So where other courses in the locality might be closed because they're waterlogged, we're pretty much open. So fog is really our only real enemy. We do get a bit of wind up there, as you can imagine. But the course is doing well. The club is doing well. We're always looking for new members. We invite anyone to come up. If you feel like that you're not sure about it, come and contact any of the members, and we'll bring you out for a round and get you hooked as quickly as possible. The one thing I do love is, I was even up there last night, just late in the evening, I missed a wonderful presentation to Davy Russell, who became an honorary member of the club last night. Fantastic, award for all of the great achievements that he has got. But when I went up there last night, it was lovely to see people just walking the course, hitting a few balls, ladies, young kids. And it is one of those places when you want to get out of the house, bit of my, you know, a space for yourself, mind space or head space. Lovely place to relax. You know, you can just hit a few balls. You're not really doing, you're not doing any damage. You're up there just relaxing and just getting a bit of time for yourself. So it's one of those places I go to try and switch off.
Tell us more about the event then, Richard.
I'm just in shock. He nearly makes me like the sport now, the way he waxed lyrical there. I'm nearly looking forward to playing. Sorry.
Tell me more then, obviously, with the fundraising side of the event.
Well, the fundraising, we did up sponsorship cards, and the cards are all numbered. So everybody who takes a line, regardless, it's open. There's not a set amount. Whatever they put, we have a draw on the night as well for spot prizes. So they have a chance of winning a decent prize as a kickback. We have the GoFundMe pages for the four different charities. We have posters up so people on the day can just throw money in as well. So they're pretty much the three ways that we're raising the money. But it's been going great so far. We're confident we'll be well over 1,000 per charity at this stage.
Or as much as we can get in. And if people do want to donate, I mean, that GoFundMe page, not hard to find if they go to GoFundMe.com online. Just type in 4 as the number 4 Iron Men. And you'll actually get three of the charities already listed up there. And you can just pick which one is more, you know, is closest to you. And of course, the other charities, we will be spreading the money across all four charities. So we want to raise as much as we can for all of them. And obviously, you know, make sure that we raise the awareness, as I said. But hopefully we'll get people behind us.
Obviously, for any of our regular listeners, you'd be hoping that they might come up during the day. But even our new listeners who might be coming in for Ironman next week, the 10,000 or so people that will be knocking on the town, that they could come up Friday evening or Saturday morning.
Absolutely. We would welcome them. And we've seen quite a few people, you know, visiting over the last couple of weeks who have come to the club, hit a few balls down the practice area. But again, just it's nice to see new faces around town. It's so important. This has been a magical event so far, and it's going to be a magical event next week. Hopefully the weather will hold up for everybody, including ourselves. But we want to invite everyone up. The club is open for business. We want people to come up, enjoy it, see what it's about, and come out hopefully and support us. I mean, obviously take care walking out in the course. You know, there may be other golfers around. We want to just stress that. But again, if you need any directions, people will be able to help. And we are available to witness all through the night. So if you want to come up with a flashlight and see how we're getting on and watch these four different colour golf balls. We actually have different colours for the different things. So personally, I'm doing it for the York Cancer Support House. And I have a very dear friend who's gone through cancer herself. And she said, Philip, I'll give you €100 if you wear pink. I said, I'll not only wear pink, I will get pink LED golf balls. So we're going to make sure. So you'll know which one's that one. Now, I think we've orange, did we say, Richard, for you? Because that's more of a warning colour, just to be out of the way.
Yeah, so it comes on Windmill Hill.
Oh, I tell you, we'll wait and see. It should be fun. And they're amazing to see the LEDs flying through the air at night time. It's actually quite fun. So we might come up to, we might get something else going on the back of this.
Night tournaments.
Or even just shots that we can do. Maybe do a charity event some evening. Because there are events that are held at night time on golf courses. So it'll be something nice and new.
Something interesting and different to definitely kick you off at 4 o'clock. Next week or start.
Yeah, and we're really looking forward to it. As I say, it's just another social outlet for the weekend that's in it, because the Ironman is going to be a huge weekend. So
I suppose this is unique because there's no floodlights on golf courses. The other way, the soccer tournament could be 24 hours. Yeah. If there was a GA tournament in Croke Park, it could be 24 hours. There's no real floodlights unless you're doing the Hero Challenge, where it's only kind of a 2 or 3 hour thing. But like, this is You're going to have to use.
It's going to be
natural daylight.
It'll be surreal. You'll be there, but we're going to get the hats with the LED thing, so you'll have the little arc of light when you're hitting the ball, so you're not hacking the course and upsetting Morris, the groundsman. Yeah. So we have that, and then, as I say, we'll have spotters out there, but it'll be strange. But it'll probably be like playing Quasar with golf clubs or something.
Yeah, and it'll be hopefully moonlight as well. It's amazing, your eyes will adapt slightly, but again, spectators looking out will just find it very surreal. It's going to be just weird to watch these guys walking around in pure pitch darkness and trying to find golf balls wherever they may land, you know.
How many rounds do you estimate approximately that you might get through in 24 hours?
Well, that's a great question, because we're going to do another way of raising money. We're going to put a pot up in the clubhouse, and you'll be able to try and guess how many holes we play. But also, the second layer of it is, how many golf balls are we going to lose? And nearest to it will win half whatever's put into the pot. So another way we're going to raise a few funds, hopefully that, we'll get a lot of people to support that as well. But it'd be interesting. I think Richard reckons about 6 rounds. I think about 7.
All right, we'll play 6 or 7. So about 100 to 100. 118 would be a nice number. Just 18 holes plus the 100. So it'll be over 100 holes, I'd say.
Definitely. Anyway, so our arms may not work the next day, but we'll figure it out. We might have to get straws if somebody buys us a beer afterwards.
Well, it sounds like a really interesting event. Just the basic details again. 4 o'clock next Friday, the tee off is up at the Yall Golf Club.
Yes, indeed.
24-hour tournament, all in aid of cancer, the Coon House Cancer Support House, Meals on Wheels, the RNLI and the Emer Casey Foundation. Philip and Rich Tard, and thanks to Seamus Landers and Alex Brophy for taking part. Thanks very much for popping into us this evening.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Take care.